Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Hey, everybody. On today's show, we talked about basketball, basketball coaches,
power outages.
We talked about annoying waiters. You're going to love it.
But first,
Feels. We want to tell you about Feels. Feels is a premium CBD that's delivered directly to your doorstep. Now, that's very cool. How awesome is that? It feels natural. It helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And they sent us to us, and I tried it. I put a couple drops on my tongue, and within minutes, I felt pretty relaxed, I have to say. And the good thing is, there's no like hangover. There's no addiction, and there's no high. It's CBD, and it's made for you, and you can read about it online, and they have a great text message support system. If you have any questions, you can feel free to call their hotline or text their hotline, and they'll give you a personal guide will guide you through it. So if you want to try Feels, you can go to feels.com/FCOL, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. And join the Feels community and get Feels delivered to your doorstep every month. So go to feels.com/FCOL. You'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. Okay. And it's automatically taken off your first order with the free shipping. So go to feels.com/FCOL and enjoy the show.
The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Corolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Corolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Corolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Corolla fan in your life. So get to CorollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
What's up, everybody? Stephanie looked at me like,
I mean, listen, it's all good. First of all, hello, Kelly Brandt.
Hi, Kelly.
Michelle McKibben.
Hi, Michelle.
Louis
Juarez.
Hi, Louis.
Ishan Vajpay.
Who?
Jacob Crowley.
What's up, Jacob?
Yo, yo, yo. Leslie Wyckoff. I've never heard from Leslie Wyckoff. I don't know if she even cares if we give her a shout out, but she gives us money every month.
Aww.
So hi, why?
Hi.
Why?
Why? That's why.
Natasha Foster.
Hi, Natasha.
Lynette's favorite kind of beer. Angie Saldivar. I miss you, Angie. Why are we not having our kids at the same school? And what?
And no, yeah, and go
Gabrielle
ahead.
Fonseca.
Okay, Gabrielle Fonseca. Angie. And yeah. Natasha, they all sound like actresses that would have been in like a Marlon Brando movie or with Natasha. What's the guy? The guy that was
Natasha Kinski.
Yeah, yeah. Like around then, like a 70s movie. They sound like 70s actresses.
Yeah, you guys do. Like Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Wander Beauty. Speaking of gorgeous actresses, Wander Beauty. This is true story.
Yeah.
Right? Kaylin gave me the ads today. And true story, I was like, oh, my God. I was just thinking about how much I love Wander Beauty.
Me too.
On my own, in my head, having nothing to do with us talking about them today.
I know.
Because I rarely wear makeup. Mm-hmm. When I do, it's Wander Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that that
it's in my purse right now.
Powder foundation, mm-hmm. which is such a perfect foundation because I have, now that I'm in my 50s, I have lots of little age spotty things.
Yes.
And you would think I would need like a heavier.
Right.
But I don't.
It's true. It doesn't need, you don't need a heavier mm-mm. thing. That works.
And I love, love, love their mascara. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite mascara. And I love their moisturizer. And they have this oil. It's an oil moisturizer. I'm so sorry that I don't know the exact name of the product. But if you look on their website, you'll find this mm-hmm. it's oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice.
Put it on
it's very
night.
Light. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know, because I use their scrub and I put that oil on at night. They sent us that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about that foundation that you were just talking about, that Pressed Powder. I keep it in my purse and I don't usually wear makeup when I leave. I go to the gym or whatever. But the other day I was going to have to go by the kids' school and I didn't want to look like a wreck. I'm telling you, take that thing out. You keep it in your purse. It's compact. It's like carrying foundation in your purse. You just
yeah.
put it on and it covers. It provides great coverage.
Yeah, but it looks really natural.
It looks natural.
Yeah.
You guys, trust
That's
us.
All I use is my Wander Beauty products.
Me too.
And it's very streamlined. I mm-hmm. only need a few things. I keep it in its own little makeup
That's
zipper pouch
love.
In my drawer. And I just pull out my Wander Beauty products.
That's
anyway,
right.
I love it.
Yes.
If you want to get the full effect without a full routine, if you want to be like me and Lynette, get 20% off your purchase when you order at wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. That's wanderbeauty.com/FCOL for 20% off. wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. At least get the powder foundation so
yeah,
you can try it out
it.
And tell us what you think.
Trust us. Just
yeah.
trust us. Just trust us.
So we came in here and you did a Patreon up front and you talked about Sunny and basketball.
Yes. Yesterday.
And it reminded me that, okay, so after we recorded on Monday,
mm-hmm.
well, first of all, I have a bitch about.
You have a bitch?
I have a bitch
mm-hmm.
as a noun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bitch sesh that
yes.
needs to happen right now.
Mm-hmm.
So basketball for Sadie is going really well.
Right.
But there are no tryouts.
Okay.
There's no try. There's
yeah.
hopefully enough people will show up that
– So that there's outs? So that there's outings?
Some of these girls are horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean they – a couple of these girls have literally never played before. And when I use the word literal, I mean they – this is
I
like
know.
Their first time touching a basketball. Like not in their driveway. Like but some of the – another
start somewhere.
Yeah. But like Sadie convinced her friend to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend is, you know – like, cool, all right, I'll try. And since there's no tryout, it's if you show up, you're on the team.
Right.
And there's a sixth grade team, which in some ways is great for Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
She's by far the best player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so this coach that we have, though. So we recorded Monday, and then Monday afternoon they had a game.
Mm-hmm.
And Sadie did really well. Then did we also had a game – Okay. The game on Monday, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's what happened. So this is
what happened.
What happened is we had parent teacher conferences on Monday.
Oh yeah.
So, and by the way, Sadie did not want to go to her parent teacher conference. I don't know why
you
she had like a
teacher conference.
Yes.
In middle school.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So for LB, I stopped going after sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's doing fine.
You're right.
Why do I need to come and sit and talk to her teacher about
right,
it?
Right, right.
But then I did remember that I went the first one in sixth grade. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the.
Right.
You know, that thing went through my head where I was like.
Did it for this one guy.
It's a student-led conference,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand the point of because. Isn't the point of a conference so that you can talk to the teacher
right.
and they can tell you shit that your kid
yeah.
won't tell you?
Right.
I
yeah.
don't, like, my kids talk to me about school, so I don't
yeah.
need to go, here's my blah, blah, blah. Oh, another thing about parent-teacher conferences before I even get to the basketball thing is that such bullshit in the way of like, you know what it is? It's like, you know, in job interviews where they go, tell us your strengths and your weaknesses. Then you have to come up with a weakness that's not really a weakness because you can't say like, well, I steal. Like it has to be – you have to take something that's really a good thing but make it sound like you're being like self-deprecating.
Right.
Well, one thing about me is I tend to just be super – yeah.
Can't say no to anybody.
Yeah. I'm just a perfectionist.
Right.
I'll stay at work until 9 o'clock.
Right.
Like if the job's not done, like I feel like it's my responsibility to finish. Some might call that a strength.
That's true.
One of my weaknesses is I really can't make boundaries. So if you're going to ask me to work like longer hours for less pay, I'm probably going to say yes.
Right.
So in their conference, they have to tell you something that they're working on.
Right. Okay. The student has to tell you, the parent.
The student has to evaluates themselves.
Uh-huh.
And it's always like, here's some things that I think I'm doing. Here's some strengths I have. And here's some things I'm still working on.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come up with some shit they're still working on.
Right.
So if they're like doing fine, they still have to come up with something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is just one of those things where Xander is like, well, one of the things I'm working on, he's really hard on himself, is like I really need to learn to pay more better attention. Like
that's good.
Too social.
Uh-huh.
He's like too chatty, right? Mm-hmm. Well, why is he too chatty? Because his mom that was every single report card I ever was all she's social, too socialized, is too much. Well, guess what? School's fucking boring.
Make it exciting.
Yeah.
I know.
Bring in a magician every day. Do something. Give me something that warrants me focusing on all day. And here's another problem. Okay, so I love Xander's teacher, his advisory teacher, who's also his math teacher. She's the one after the Patreon I did that came in with the equality t-shirt. Yeah, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really – and she was fun in the – she's great.
Mm-hmm.
But she was really trying to help Xander come up with stuff to improve on.
Uh-huh.
And they make too big a deal of it. So it's like, she's like, okay, so what area do you need to improve on? He's like, well, oh my God. And this is funny too. A bunch of things that he said about himself were that he has trouble getting along with, and then he might as well put it in quotes, certain people.
Oh, really? Oh my God.
I'm like, oh my God, how much I relate to my kid. He's like, yeah, I really need to try to work better in groups with certain people. He used the phrase certain people like three times. And to the point that the teacher goes, well, are those certain people the same certain people? Like, are these certain people cropping up in different classes? And he said, no, it's different. It's different certain peoples. Uh-huh. So I guess Xander finds his certain people in different classes.
Yes.
Like
he's
all
running
do.
Into those certain
I've
people.
Got certain people in the neighborhood, certain people that are like the kids' friends' parents, certain people that I I was like, I got you.
Uh-huh.
Right? So he says that he needs to learn to work better with certain people.
People.
I wanted to go, it's not going to happen. Certain people are not going to change.
Yeah, get used to it.
Certain people are assholes.
Yeah.
And then he says that he needs to work on not socializing as much. And then I said, yeah, I saw that a lot on my report cards. I go, and now I talk for a living.
Ah!
But anyway, sure, work on it. Because in my mind.
They just love you.
My mind, I was like, you know, you're not going to make a kid like not want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And here was the thing. She said, you know what, Xander? You're so good when it's in classroom instruction. Like when I'm doing old school, stand in front of the class, give a lesson, you're really good and you're really focused. Like you're being too hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then we go to independent work where you're supposed to just, apparently after sitting and listening to a lecture,
I know.
You're supposed to go and now stay quiet, zip it,
and
just do your own work and focus. I'm like, how about these kids get a 5-minute break?
I know.
How about they get a chance? How about when it's independent, they can talk for the first few minutes?
Mm-hmm.
They've had to be quiet and be good and just sit there.
Right.
I know. Who does that?
It's no. I told you, like, there's like this study that I read about that kids do better. There's, I think it was Steven who we work with that on military based schools. They let the kids they come in, they get settled. This is an elementary, but then they let them go and play they do their recess like early first and get that out. So by the time they come inside, they're tired, they're relaxed, and they're more able to take in the information
right.
rather than get to school, sit there, and then talk about something they're really not interested in. And they're right. all they're doing is thinking about when they can go outside and kick that ball, you know?
Right.
So it's,
or at least just have breaks throughout
right.
the day that mm-hmm. they can chat with
yes.
each other.
Right.
Or even build in more discussions so uh-huh. that they just feel like
mm-hmm. –
anyway, so Xander got kind of dinged for that. But mm-hmm. he really dinged himself.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of felt like it's not something she would have even brought up if they hadn't been digging for what
yeah,
can you improve
right.
on.
Right. All right.
And I did
Sounds
feel like
my therapy session.
And at one point, Xander goes, I guess one thing that I should do is just keep on doing what I'm doing, but do it even better. Something to that effect that I almost I had to
like
keep
stuff
from
you
laughing out loud.
Like you always wish you could say, but
yeah.
you sound like a
I was like,
sixth
he's,
grader.
He's got self-esteem.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Then, but meanwhile, Sadie just didn't want – she's – and I think it's because
mm-hmm.
looking
she
back,
didn't want
I
what?
Tried to make the best of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth grade was a shit show for Sadie.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, I really, you know, as you know, I almost took her out of school. I mean, mm-hmm. she was really unhappy.
Yeah, I know.
Every single day. She had a terrible day. And you know what? I mean, I'm not trying to fully blame the teachers. But this teacher that she had, she's a nice woman. There's nothing wrong with her. But it just wasn't working for Sadie. She didn't get Sadie. She didn't
right.
see Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it wore her down.
Mm-hmm.
She
oh,
had that
sure.
teacher for second grade. Then she had a different teacher for third grade was like, okay, mm-hmm. better year. Fourth grade was an okay year. And
mm-hmm.
then fifth grade sucked again.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds like Natalia's elementary days.
And when Sadie had her student-led, because it's mm-hmm. the same school, conference in fifth grade, I think she felt very – because in that conference, things came out.
Mm-hmm.
Slight Sunny situations where, like, I found out something she didn't do well on because she hadn't asked for help, but
mm-hmm.
she kind of fudged.
Yeah, hoping like, it would go away.
That the situ- – yeah, that where – she didn't tell me that something was due. Basically,
right.
things – a little bit of stuff came out in the conference and she felt really self-conscious and
mm-hmm.
that the teacher was really kind of coming down on her,
mm-hmm.
even though I didn't see it that way.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of like, hey, here's a lot of room for improvement. And
right.
I think she wasn't in the mood
yeah, yeah.
to hear
right.
a Tony Robbins style
no.
like self-improvement
right.
lesson. So I told her, look – it's not going to be like that. I go, your teacher adores you.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from the teacher. I go, this is going to be a 30 minutes of how much we all love Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't believe me. But guess what? It was. Teacher had nothing but like – and anytime
see?
Sadie would kind of like be a little self-deprecating, her teacher would be like, I don't see it like
yeah.
that. I think you're doing great.
Yeah.
So it was, that was
teachers
good for
make
Sadie.
A big mm-hmm. –
okay. So here's the – so that was just catching
mm-hmm.
you up on that.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's fine in that regard. Both kids are doing really well in school.
Good. That's good.
Happy for them. So then – now I've complained about this before. So we have this athletic director
Mm-mm.
who's in charge of the teams and he sucks.
Really?
He's always getting the timing wrong on things.
Last he's a year, mess, that one.
Yes. Last
yeah.
year I was – I you know, because hardly anybody volunteers for anything. So I had volunteered to drive all the kids to their away game
mm-hmm.
last year,
mm-hmm.
Elby and all her teammates to her basketball game. We get on the 405 and the coach goes, oh, man. He's like, I just got a text from the athletic director. It's not – the game's not at this place
mm-hmm.
at this time. It's at this other place. So we had to turn around, get there. We were late. Okay. And this happens all the time.
Do you think it has to do with a little bit of like maybe smoky smoke or drinky drink?
I don't know. I think he's kind of lazy and just I think – hope I don't get in trouble for
what
this.
What is that? Oh, it's Phil. I forgot I brought Phil. It was like Armageddon this morning.
Caitlin's going to let him in. It's okay. I think that there's some nepotism going on. I think he has the job because he's related to somebody. Oh. Don't go at him either. Don't – if you know somebody at the school, don't go say anything.
Right.
That like Stephanie has a podcast and she's suggesting nepotism, which I am. But
– Hi, Phil. Hi. Oh, this dog.
Hi. I'm going to take a video of Phil and put it on our Instagram.
Sit down, Phil, and relax. This guy's like a toddler. It's like having a third child. It really is. I mean, power goes out in the middle of the night at 3:30 and he sits right by me. He's a little fraidy cat. He sleeps on top of me.
Oh, you might want to check the trash can.
Now he's digging into the trash. Take a picture of that. He'll get out.
I don't know if there's food or anything in there, but
I got a there's some.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I also have a traumatic. Phil traumatized me yesterday. Story about Phil. Sorry.
Okay. So I'll just finish this little basketball story, which is to say that
this up there,
so the basketball game was supposed to happen at 3:45.
Yeah.
The kids' conferences were at – it doesn't really matter. Suffice it to say that we were done at like 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to – we needed to be at the gym for the game at 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
Well – and then the game would start at 3:45. Right. Well, I get an email.
From that coach?
Here, this is for crying out loud. Instagram.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Put something on there. So I get an email. Oh, sorry, guys. I got the time wrong on the schedule. The game starts at 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock.
He got the game.
I'm at school. The game is not at school. Our school. I get a text from him. I get an email saying, "Oh, the game. Sorry, I messed up on the time. It's at 3 o'clock." I realize this sucks because
what an idiot.
So
Sadie, how long has he had
so
that
I'm like
job?
Sadie. So we're at school. We've just gotten out of the Xander's conference, and Sadie's like, you know, hanging out. And I was like, oh my god, we gotta go. Mm-hmm. And Sadie's like, what? And then I said, the game. It's starting right now. So now she's completely flustered. You know how it is with these kids,
right?
11 years old. She's like, what? What? She's not in her uniform. So we go, we start driving. I was like, I don't know, change into your uniform in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's all just really flustered.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the gym. We get there and we walk in. It's like 3:15.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, she had to change. Right. We weren't there.
Right.
And then the coach, the guy, mm-hmm. is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he's like, I'm so sorry. Some of the girls, we were just getting there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would have almost forfeited.
Right.
And then he's like, I'm so sorry. And I said, yeah, you know, I go, he's like, I just had the time wrong on the schedule. He goes, it was the right, everything else was right. Everybody else had it right. But I gave it to you guys wrong. Not everybody else, the other players on our team, the other team.
Right.
Everybody else had the correct information.
Except for us.
He just wrote it wrong.
You sure he's not like... Yeah, taking a hit off the spleef.
I was like, hey, you know, can you just – you really have to double check these things.
Mm-hmm.
I said because it – real. Well, the thing is –
You told him that?
I told him that because it's because these other parents are not – they're not responsible.
Right,
like,
I know.
And a lot of times I'm the only one – myself and one – Sadie's friend who's on the team, the mom who's a friend of mine, we're the only two that write back and go –
Don't you feel like
the I need people to carpool.
Right.
We're the only two that go, I'm available to carpool.
Right, right. I hate that. So I hate when you're the only one that's paying attention, reads everything.
Right, and so it really affects me more, and it's going to affect the girls. Like, he might be like, oh, sorry. Who's like, well, sorry doesn't help if we're going to lose the game and not have a game because, I just didn't double check my work.
Right.
And I said, you know, can you just double check? I said, because last season, I said, I was on the 405. Driving all the girls on the team and the coach when we found out that we had the wrong information and had to turn around and go back.
Right.
And he's like, no, that's not true.
Really?
And I said, yeah, it is. And he goes, no, I've only made two mistakes so far. And they weren't even having to do with this sixth grade girls basketball. And I said, no, I'm talking about last season, eighth grade girls basketball.
So he's keeping track of his mistakes.
Yeah. So anyway, so then I had to just go like, okay, like, I don't want to like get in a thing about it. Yeah. It's all fine.
You're not like, his mom,
we're like, here. Wendy. We're going to have the game. I was like, but just make sure that we have a few more games, make sure they're correct.
Right. So his only response is like, oops, I'm sorry. Like made a mistake. Sorry.
Yeah, my bad.
I mean, that's like really what sorry, you say guys. When you drop a juice box, you know, like, right. Oops.
No, oh,
like,
he called all the parents and left a message. But the message was like, yeah, I realize some of you are probably at your parent-teacher conferences. So, like, if you can't make it, you can't make it. If you can't make it,
I hate this
guy. Couple of these games, we've literally only had five players show up.
Mm.
Anyway, so during this game, Sadie just started out frazzled.
Mm-hmm.
And she got so frustrated at the beginning of the game that she started crying.
Of last time. Like, remember when Elby got frustrated? Yeah. She was the only one that was, like, on top of it?
So same thing happened. So she started crying in the middle of the game. And then the coach took her out and put someone else in as point guard. But I was like,
she's
you know
what?
She's
crying out of frustration,
yes,
idiot.
But she was, like, not playing well because she was letting it get to her. And she was being so moody, frustrated that she was
I've seen kids giving up.
They, she was flopping on the floor a few times. She kept falling down and then acting like it was hard to get up. Mm. I was getting so irritated at her. Like,
I've seen it.
And the coach was like, okay, like took her out, which normally she wouldn't have taken her out at all in the game. Took her out, put someone else in as point guard. Well, it straightened her ass out fast because then she was like, and
what?
I'm sitting by. Yeah, she was like, I want to get back in. And I go, tell your coach.
Mm-hmm.
I go, get yourself together. Mm-hmm. Then tell your coach to put me back in. She was like, well, I can't just tell her. Like, I can't tell her. And she said, and I said, well, then look ready.
Right.
Sit up straight. Look ready. Dry your tears and get ready to go back in. And then she finally went back in and she
I'm learning that like half of this being a basketball player, if you're or any player, I guess, is to look ready. You know, even with your coach or if you're on the court. I mean, your friends aren't going to pass it to you if you're like standing around biting your nails like you're afraid of the ball. Like, don't throw it to me. They're going to go to the one that's going like, yeah, here I am. Pass it. You know, look ready. Look like you're in. Like, you know.
Right.
I noticed that's just a lot of it is just look, show up and look like you're ready to play, even if you don't want to play.
Yeah, these kids are all also, and I'll say this about my kids too, they love to critique the other players on their team.
Yeah.
Like Sadie loves to go, you know, I mean, I had no one to pass to. Like they weren't,
they weren't open.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I did see some people that were open. But then also, Sadie, if someone else has the ball, Sadie will go totally backcourt, like away, and be like, I'm open. I'm open. And I want to go, what are you supposed to do? UPS you the ball? Like, go two-day delivery? What are you thinking? Why would they possibly pass it to you? And now you're acting frustrated. Like, I said I'm open. Hey. And you're like, oh, my God. You're like in the next freaking court.
Some other team passes the ball.
By their basket. Why do you possibly think, like, you know how to play basketball? Why do you think they have a pass to you back there? And why are you mad now? Why are you mad? You need to calm down and get in a position where they can actually throw you the ball.
But these are things that she'll learn. And it's
I know.
You know, I think I am learning, though, too, is that learning how to play with other kids and being able to give up power and relying on your teammates and stuff like that comes in handy in life.
No, I know.
It's going to come in handy. So.
But then I found something out about myself, which is that like when my kids, one of the better players on the – like when my kid's one of the worst players on the team, then I get very like, they pass the ball to Elby's open. But when Sadie's like one of the better players on the team, this other mom who was there was like – pass the ball, like yelling it towards Sadie because Sadie's handling the ball. And I found myself getting very defensive for her. Like she kept yelling it. She was yelling it like pass, pass, pass. And I was like, finally, I go, who do you want her to pass to? Because it was in a situation where no one was open. She didn't have any players with her on the team.
Right. That then you start yelling, help her out. Help her out.
Totally. Yes.
I know how it goes, sister.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my
God. Totally been on both sides of it.
I know. Yeah.
I just want to talk back to all these parents. The guy that I did a Patreon about, sub. And I want to go, really? Your daughter's been playing most of the game. I think she's had enough time. I think she's had plenty of playing time. How about give some playing time to some of these other kids? Do you see all these players on the bench?
I know. Totally. Totally. You know, there's this one mom that I don't care. The one I don't really care for.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, she talks crap about the other kids on his team in front of his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of the moms told me that. I was like, really? And she's like, it makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like it. I'm like, I knew I don't. There's just still some people that you just, like, you get a bad, like, a weird vibe from. Mm-hmm. They're perfectly fine. They're not, like, walking around yelling the F word at people or whatever, or kicking dogs. But there's just something about them that you're just like, I cannot. There's something about this person. I don't want to sit next to them. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to socialize with them. Yep. And I don't want to be fake around them.
Right.
You know.
Totally.
Yeah.
Avoid.
Avoid.
Oh my gosh. So there's okay, you know what? Let's do an ad.
Let's talk about Noom.
Yeah. Noom. You love Noom.
I do love Noom.
I like it too.
Because you know why? It keeps you on the straight and narrow. It's not just for losing weight or for exercising. It keeps you making better, healthier choices.
Yeah.
Yes.
It gets you more in tune with your body's needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you practice self-care, which a lot of us moms lack the ability to practice self-care.
Right.
But Noom helps you. It helps you develop better habits.
Mm-hmm. I've recommended it to some of the other moms, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And physically, you know, I like just staying in shape so I can feel better in my clothes, have more energy.
Yeah.
Just have that glow.
Just having that glow.
Living in Los Angeles, having that glow. Yeah. And another thing is that Noom, it's not a diet. It's just a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. That doesn't make any foods like good foods or bad foods.
Yes.
It's not paleo or,
you
know,
it keeps you,
sugar or no this. It's just nothing's off limits. It teaches you moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it in conjunction with any popular diet that you're already on if you want to.
Right. And the thing I love about it is it doesn't ask for like a commitment of 30 minutes a day. You can just – I do it for 10 minutes and that's it. 10 minutes a day for yourself. That's all. That's all it takes.
Yeah. But sometimes when you do like 10 minutes, you want to end up
doing
45.
I want to do more. Right.
Exactly. So look, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up today for a trial at Noom, which is spelled Noom.com/FCOL. What do you have to lose?
Everything.
Noom.com/FCOL. Start the trial today. That's Noom.com/FCOL. The last weight loss program you're ever going to need. Also, figs.
Figs. I love to eat them in my salad.
And wear them on my butt.
And wear them. I'm telling you, I love my figs. I wear the pants with me every time I travel because they're comfortable, they're soft, they're flexible, and that you can put all your stuff in your pocket. I love that. It's got pockets. It's athletic looking scrubs is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's like, it doesn't look like scrubs because it's.
No, they look like joggers, but they're scrubs.
Yeah. They're scrubs.
They're true scrubs that medical professionals wear.
Right. They breathe. They have that, you know.
The thing is, if you are a person who wears scrubs because you're a medical professional or you just want to look like a medical professional, you want to have stylish scrubs.
Absolutely.
You know,
why
you
would
don't
you
want
to
wear
like
boring,
no.
old. Mm-hmm. These look like you're wearing like stylish, like moto style jogger pants.
That's right.
Yeah.
They have yoga. They have yoga style pants. They have the jogger style pants, the skinny, the whatevers. They have all different colors and styles. And here's the other thing I just read. I didn't realize, but I mean, I guess I did. But it also has, because it scrubs, it has that protects from germs and bacteria. So especially when you're traveling, that's good too.
Oh, yeah. On a plane. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's moisture wicking and it's stretchy, like I said. So they're the best. You guys got to go check them out. Go to wearfigs.com. Okay. That's where you're going to go. Go check them out. They'll give you 15% off your first purchase by using our code FCOL at checkout. So go to wearfigs.com and enter our code FCOL at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first purchase, and you'll look cool, and you'll be comfortable.
Yeah. Okay, so I was going to tell you this really quick.
Yeah.
So remember the story I told you – I think I told it on the regular show about the birthday party that Sadie and Xander went to? Where,
yeah, and like it was like scary, yeah, sketchy,
a little sketchy. And John was like circling, right, and wanting to make sure, like, hey, they might need sunscreen.
You're right.
Yeah. So the girl that was the birthday party girl was basically, I don't really know these parents, mm-hmm, but we invited them to go trick or treating with us this year.
Oh, no. Oh, today's Halloween.
So I'll have more information for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, they love this girl, so, and she's on their basketball team too. So,
oh,
I,
good, that's good.
But this is just kind of funny. Okay, so I didn't know the mom's name,
mm-hmm,
so I found out the dad's name is Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like saying the names, okay?
Yeah.
But it was one of these things where I kept forgetting his name, and then I didn't want to be that asshole that's like, because I called,
doing
I
that.
Thought his name was like Kareem,
mm-hmm,
so I said, I'm so sorry. I go, it's Kareem, right? And he goes, no, it's Keenan. Then I said, oh, okay, sorry about that. Well, so I hadn't known the mom's name.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't be saying this on the regular show, but.
That's okay. Nobody's going to go tweeting it.
What if somebody knows these people?
You don't even know their names. How is anybody going to know?
Okay, so I text the mom because she'd been texting me because she'd asked me to grab her kid for, mm-hmm, her to take her to the game, and I did, and then, you know, whatever. She texted me about the birthday party. And then so I wrote her and I was like, you know, I'm so sorry. I go, I don't know your name.
Mm-hmm.
So she writes me back and it's the name is Mamie.
Huh?
Which, so I'm like, but I wasn't 100% sure how to pronounce it.
Glad I'm not the
and
only
the name
one that goes
Mamie,
through this.
You don't want to say to – you don't want to call,
right,
somebody Mamie, an African-American person Mamie,
right,
if that's not their – if there's any chance that that's not the pronunciation of,
right,
their name because it sounds racist.
Right.
Call somebody an Aunt Mamie, mm-hmm, right? If that's their name, obviously not racist.
No, right.
But if that's – if by any chance that's not their name, the last thing you want is someone to go – why would you think that it's,
right,
it's pronounced Mamie?
But like, I'm sure that probably happened. You know, I don't think it's probably out of the,
right,
blue.
Right. So then I say to
and
my friend who also,
right,
knows her, Sadie's little BFF, the mom who I'm friends with, I'm like, I can't remember. Keenan's the mom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember her name. I go, I know she texted it to me. And then she goes, it's – and then she's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it's like the aunt.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Him. And I go, oh, I go, so it is Mamie. She's like, yes. And then she said the same thing. She goes, but I've been like worried about saying it because I didn't want, because it could sound racist.
Right.
And I was like, okay, but it's Mamie. So then I was like, had to build up my courage and just go, hi, Mamie. If you're going to do it, you got to go for it. And she was like, hi. So I'm like, all right, we're cool. So I invited me, yes.
Well, that'll be
Mamie
fun, though.
And the dad whose name I've mispronounced and asked three times.
That'll be fun. I was just thinking about Eddie Murphy, by the way.
And then I also felt like I was being racist just because I said to my friend, mom, I was like, yeah, and the dad, I go, this was when I couldn't remember his name. And then she's like, it's Keenan. And I was like, oh, yeah. I go, like Keenan Ivory Wayans.
I was going to say the same thing.
Right? And then she's like,
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's other people named Keenan. Like, as if, like, let's not be racist and just identify it with the only other African-American person by that name.
Yeah.
And she goes, there's also another actor on SNL named Keenan. And I was like, yeah, also black.
I know.
I was like, we didn't just improve things.
Isn't there another one? Isn't there a director?
I actually thought of Keenan and Kel.
Yeah.
Like the Nickelodeon show.
Yeah. Also black.
Also black. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so really.
Well, I mean, it's like saying Santino. Okay, let's not assume he's Italian. I don't know.
Well, that's true.
You know,
it's all right. It was just fun. It was kind of funny.
I'm sure they don't think you're anything. I was watching Eddie Murphy's Delirious because, like, you go to Netflix now and it's all about Dolemite and the movie that he's in. And I was like, God, Eddie Murphy's stand-up was so funny back in the day. And I watched it. When was it? Adam was out of town and it was like a Saturday night. And so I stayed up and I watched the stand-up. And it was the very first one, Delirious. Mm-hmm. And I forget how funny it was. And then I showed it to Sonny. I didn't watch the whole thing with Sonny because it's very dirty. Have you seen it, Kaylin?
No.
You have not.
You've never seen Delirious?
I think I might have seen it years ago with my dad, but I don't really remember it.
Oh, Madone, you don't know what you're missing. I mean, he's just, it's comedy genius gold.
Yeah, but it is super racist. Like the whole, anti-women and raw.
Oh.
It's like you can't believe anti-LGBT. Yes. It's terrible.
Yeah. It is.
But at the time it wasn't. It didn't think that
right.
way.
But I wanted to show Sonny the scene where he talks about ice cream and screaming for the ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love that scene. And I knew Sonny would get a, I'm not going to watch the whole thing with Sonny. It's very inappropriate. But I pulled that scene. I said, Son, you're going to love this. And he was – I haven't seen him laugh that hard before. He was laughing. Rewind it. I like when he goes, you dropped your ice cream. It's your dad. I didn't know if he knew what welfare was. And he goes, because you can't afford it because daddy's on welfare. Sonny lost his mind. He was laughing so hard. And then
what about the whole set part of that where he talks about the McDonald's?
Hamburger? Yeah, McDonald's. That wasn't in that
we
one.
Got McDonald's.
Yeah.
And you, when he was talking about getting a house burger.
I know. I'm going to find that scene and show him that one.
Totally related to that because my parents would not let us have McDonald's. It was like, I think I'd had it like a couple times ever because my mom was like, why would we order that when I make great hamburgers at home? And hers always had so much stuff in it.
Bell pepper sticking out.
But that was my house. That was my house. And I hated
know, everybody
that
had
onions.
That.
My mom would always, there would be, I hated onions. There was always onions in it. Yes. A big thing of something green.
Yeah.
I was like, why can't we just have McDonald's?
I know. I'm going to find. That was in the second. That was in Raw.
It was?
Yeah. That was in the second one. Because I watched Delirious the whole way through. And I did. I was thinking, God, this is so racist. This is so horrible. Like, we've come a long way. But so I showed him that. And then he goes, then he forgot about it. And then last night was a long day, a really hard day. And when we got home, I said, you want some ice cream? And he goes, ice cream!
And if you want to hear about Lynette's long day,
you can listen to
on Wednesday Patreon.
Mm-hmm. You'll hear all about it. It was very sad, very long. Still going. I feel like it's still going because we worked until we got home at like 10 o'clock and then the power goes out. I know I sound like a broken record, but that's how you think I feel.
Why is your power going out constantly?
You know, the fires and stuff like that. I don't know. Well,
there's no fires out by you.
There is no fires out by you, but there's... There was the last two times, whatever. It was like maintenance. And then I kept telling the kids, don't worry. This is the last time they're going to shut it off because now if there's a windy night, the power won't go out. Well, okay. The power went out last night, 2:30 in the morning. And then, of course, Sonny is like me. As soon as the power goes out, he wakes up and he comes like, the power's out. Like, I know. Go back to sleep. Just go close your eyes. You won't care if the power's out if you're sleeping. It's not 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 2 o'clock in the mornings. Go back to bed.
Right. What do you need power for anything?
Right. And he goes, well, I just – because he sleeps with his ear – his headphones on. And
right.
I don't know what he's listening. Listens to something to fall asleep. And I don't know. But it just was – and then I couldn't go back to sleep. And then I fall asleep at like –
6:30 or something, and then Natalia at 5:30, and then like 6:30. Then Sunny comes up at 6:30 and goes, "I'm going on my jog," and all I can hear is helicopters and sirens and stuff, and the wind's blowing. And I'm like, "Sunny, don't really want you to go on your jog this morning," you know, because he's been jogging every morning. And I just was like, "Can you not?" And he goes, "No, I'm going to go. It's fine." He goes, "I don't have to turn the alarm off because there's no power." And I go, "Yeah, don't worry about the alarm." Of course, the alarm goes off because it's somehow that's backed up by something. I don't know, but that's got power. And the whole thing went – it just was just a mess. It was such a long day, and all I wanted to do was go home and play Fortnite, and I couldn't. And now I can't go home now and go play Fortnite because there's no internet.
There's no internet?
No, and the power's out. There's nothing.
Wait, so your power's still out right now?
There's no internet here either right now.
There's no internet here
either.
It's
been out for like about an hour.
Of course. It's following me.
Really?
It's following me. What the fuck?
So internet's still – so the power's still out at your house?
When you don't have power
– When's the power coming back on?
There's a website that you can look at, but you can't look at it because there's no internet. So how are you supposed to access the Southern California Edison website when there's no internet and there's no power? Because you can look at their outage center and you can see like when they're – projected time that the power is going to go get restored.
Your phone would get internet here now.
Well, I guess it would get Wi-Fi.
Yes.
At home, I don't get
– Right, I know you don't, but I'm saying you could look at it now.
Yeah, when the show's over, I'll look at it. But as of when I walked into the door here, it said power out at 2:27 a.m. and then estimated time of restoration of power, we'll let you know.
Oh, no.
It's got one of those things that's like working on it, figuring it out, power restored. And
but aren't
still
you
like,
sleeping with the guy that like works in the neighborhood?
I was. I love that you remember him. I'm going to text him, but you
Sam
know, so
or whatever his name is. Like, aren't you on a first?
Yeah, what was his
text
name?
Text that guy.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah,
Sam, Sean.
That's right.
Yeah, give him a little ring-a-dingy.
Well, I feel bad because I told him I would tell his bosses what a great guy he was. But then when the power came back on, I didn't think 2 seconds about him after that. Now I got to come crawling back to him.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, Sean, whatever. Your name is.
Yeah,
Mr. 714 area code. What's going on with my power? Look into it, please. I'll tell you about your – I'll tell your bosses. Don't worry. When the power comes back. It just is so I have Dylan looking into a generator. I'm done.
Oh.
I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done. I don't care how much it's going to cost. I don't care. I'm getting a generator. I told Adam this morning.
You know what I've been really annoyed about is speaking of you just reminded me of like, hey, can you tell my boss? You know when you go – Kaylin, you'll relate to this too. When you go to like El Pollo Loco or whatever and you order your chicken and they tell – you go, hey, can you make a Caesar bowl? I know it's not on the menu anymore. And they go, you know what? We could still do that. Yeah, no problem. And then you go, great. And then you get rung up and they go, hey, can you – if you fill out this survey about my – Survey.
I know.
First of all, I'm at El Pollo Loco.
Yeah.
I'm obviously not a go-getter.
Right.
What part of me ordering from El Pollo Loco fast food chicken makes you think I'm going to go home, log online to elpolloloco.com, look up your fucking employee number, and fill out a goddamn survey so I can save a dollar off my next order of El Pollo Loco? Do you know they do that a lot, like
at
a lot
do.
Of places?
I know. That
in the mall,
bugs
you
the
go buy some shoes in the mall. They're like, hey, there's a survey. I don't want to fill out your fucking survey.
I know.
Coffee bean. Know. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
And also,
I hate that.
I know we've already talked about this, but I'm really done with the tipping at a place like at like Menchie's. Like, listen, I don't do that thing where you go, listen, there's going to be something you got to answer on the screen. I'm going to turn away for a second.
Yes.
So I can decide whether I'm tipping you
10%, 25% off of your
$2. 10, 15, or 20% for doing what? What did you do? You made me a coffee? That's your job.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you sound like Adam now. You totally sound like Adam.
Listen, I'm all about tipping. I worked in customer service for many, many years. I waited tables till I was 28 years old. I'm all about tipping, and I'm a good
so
tipper
them.
When you do something that requires
That's
a tip.
That's what Adam says.
But when did really normal stuff start requiring 20%. You didn't earn 20%. You didn't have to commit to my table and have to commit to serving me from beginning to end, whether I'm an asshole or a nice person.
Right.
You know, whether I'm going to be asking you to, can you bring me salt? Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah. I forgot to ask you when you were here.
Right.
I want 14 more spoons.
I know.
I like a spoon selection.
You're getting it. Most of the time, you're getting it up and getting it yourself anyways. I know.
When I go to Menchie's and I buy myself a yogurt or whatever, and I've filled it all out, done it all, put all my toppings on, all you have to do is ring it up.
Yeah.
Why are you going to – let me turn away so you can determine how much of a tip. Guess what? It's nothing.
Right. I know.
But now I have to feel guilty I have to feel like, all right, well, I don't know. You're working your way through high school. I don't know.
Well,
all
that's right. The other thing, too.
I'll give you a couple bucks.
So when we were on vacation with the Kellisons and in Hawaii, and we went to a nice dinner, and the guy that was the waiter, you know, it was like one of those Tommy Bahama kind of places,
right.
You know what I mean? And where they wear Hawaiian shirts. And the guy was like, 55, the waiter. And he's like, yeah, the special is the cod and blah, blah, blah. And then Daniel wants to give the guy 30% because Adam's with him. And he's like, come on, you can't look like an asshole. You're right. And he goes, the guy doesn't even know who I am. He goes, it doesn't matter, you know. And he's like, look, we're enabling him. He's a 55-year-old man working at the claim jumper. Like, why are we enabling him? And Daniel is like beside himself. But then when we leave, the valet guy is like sweating and running up and down. Then now Adam's like, Daniel, give him 25%. No, I'm only going to give him $3. Why are you giving him $3? The guy just went uphill in the 100-degree heat to go get your car, and he's sweating. Give him 20. Like, Adam tips those guys very well. But like a 55-year-old waiter inside an air-conditioned restaurant that – you know, he's going to tip him, but not 30%. He's like, 30%? Okay, 25%. 25%? Really? Like, we're just enabling him. I'm like, well,
you know.
Maybe you got – I don't know.
Robin and I were eating at like a CPK one time. And we had this waiter who was so annoying. And you know at first you don't realize how annoyed you are because you're like, oh, this person's just super friendly. Like, first they come over. And you're like, oh, they're going above and beyond. And they're like, hey, folks, how are you? You know, and, you know, do you guys have eaten here before? And then every time you go, oh, I think I'm going to get the – you go, do you make a salad in a half size? Let's just say you ask something innocent like that. There's always like a freaking long story that goes with every question. They're like, oh, my gosh, you know, that's my wife. Yeah, funny enough, my wife loves to order the half a Caesar salad. Uh-huh. Pretty soon, you know their whole life story.
Right.
Now.
You didn't get to talk to Robin yet.
No. And then you start dreading every time they're going to come by the table because now they're coming by all the time.
Right.
And they have a new story locked and loaded that they came up with. You know, I was thinking about you guys. My wife, now they're pulling out their phone, showing you pictures.
I can't stand that.
And then here's the thing. You go like, does this work on people? Like, are people like, oh, now I basically am best friends now with the waiter.
Right.
He's going to be, you know, offering his place for us to stay in town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I have to tip him more or do I tip him less to let him know like, hey, that's not a great approach?
Right. What kind of message
do you want
to send?
We didn't come to CPK to hang out with you and learn all about your whole family's backstory.
Right.
Which, by the way, wasn't an interesting backstory.
Yeah,
it was just like what his wife likes him to bring home when he works a shift.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what your wife's favorite salad at CPK is.
And by the way, why is it Caesar? The Thai peanut salad is way better, dude. No, I know.
It's just funny because you're like, listen, I waited tables for a long time and I can tell you now from both sides, people don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to be that friendly.
Right.
That's too friendly.
Right. Right.
So now you're like,
I wonder, do I
tip a normal amount? Because they must be thinking, I feel like I'm enabling that behavior. Mm-hmm. Like, are they going like, man, my approach really works.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the best job for me.
Right.
I'm good at this.
Yeah, now you got to decide, like, what kind of message you're trying to send. I know. Sometimes I wonder, too, are they trying to give us a sob story? Like, sometimes, you know, like, oh, you know, my wife lost her job, so we're living in a one-bedroom with two kids. I don't know, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, Robin and I did have that thought about this guy. We're like, you know, you're married with a kid.
What are you doing at CPK?
Yeah, like work at like somewhere a little more upscale.
Right. Go to the Tommy Bahamas.
Save this for like high school students or, you know, college students or people like this is their first job out of college.
Yeah.
They're figuring out what they're going to do.
Right.
Serving tortilla soup for a living.
I love CPK, man. Oh, now I'm hungry.
I know.
Nobody at home likes CPK or El Pollo. Adam likes El Pollo Loco, but he's never around really. But when I want to get it, you know?
Right.
Nobody wants the El Pollo Loco or the CPK. Why?
I don't know. My kids love Chipotle, and I don't really care for Chipotle.
I don't care for Chipotle either, and my kids love Chipotle.
Mine do too. And a lot of times I'm just like, all right, we'll get Chipotle. But we've gotten to the point where – and I know I think we talked about this recently – where my kids make a face about like getting takeout, certain takeout. And I'm like, oh, my God, I would have been smacked.
I know.
Like we had takeout so rarely. It was the biggest treat. I would never have made a face at any kind of takeout. I would have been thrilled
to not have a house burger.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's amazing. It's not like I get mad at my kids, but like, you know, Xander gets downright sullen when I want El Pollo Loco.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah, I know. You know, I got to say, though, I want to punch Dylan because Dylan's known me for how long? 3 years. I don't like chicken. It skeeves me out. I like don't get me wrong. I like chicken. I don't like chicken from places I don't know. And he sends me a text last night for the dinner that we're going to eat because we're going to be working late. And Sonny's with me and Sonny's got to do his podcast. And I said, fine, get a sandwich. Just get the Italian meat, whatever. What does he get me? He gets a chicken pesto sandwich. And what does he get Sonny? A breakfast burrito. What? Like, so I didn't eat dinner last night, and neither did Sonny. It's another issue. The last 12 hours. Yeah.
Oh. No. And you couldn't order anything?
No, it was already done. Everybody's eating. And, you know, and Patrick's like, you want a bite of my turkey sandwich? It's like, no, thanks. Eat your turkey sandwich. Just going to sit here. Who wants to take home my chicken pesto? Could have given it to Kalen when he walked through the
door. I would have eaten it.
I swear to God. I mean, I know you would have. It's probably in the fridge, actually.
All right. This was another killer show.
Yeah. I'm in New York right now while you're listening to this show.
If you would like to support our sponsors, wearfigs.com, enter the code FCOL. Wanderbeauty.com, enter the code FCOL/FCOL. Noom.com/FCOL. And feels.com/FCOL.
And also, The Dish with Trish. If you like our podcast, you might want to check them out on Podcast One. That's it's a host every week. Listen to her. She gives inside access to all the tea. She'll be doing interviews with fun guests, opening up about relationships, drama, rumors, and exclusive stories on her life. So you're not going to be able to get it anywhere.
Go to Podcast Trish? One. Trisha Paytas.
I don't know. But
you know who that is?
No. But you'll get all the juice on her.
You'll learn about her.
Yeah.
If you want to be part of our Patreon friends.
Yes.
Steven,
I thought we was friends.
Sign up for our Patreon and you'll hear a story about Sunny this week. That was Patreon. And I'm still giving out everybody that signs up. I'm giving you a fridge magnet. By the way, if you sign up at Patreon, don't put in there, unless you don't want to get a magnet, don't put, I don't want to get benefits by mail. Some people are checking this box, and then here's what happens. Now I got to email you and go, they think that means they're going to be getting stuff in the mail having to do with Patreon, like advertisements. Mm. It doesn't mean that. It means that you're giving me your address so I can send you a magnet or a t-shirt or whatever. Right. So don't check that box.
Right.
Put in your address if you want a magnet. If you check that box and say, I don't want any benefits by mail, then I will know to not send you a magnet. You just want to listen to the show.
Right.
Have a good day. Don't send me any of your stuff. Don't want to see your beautiful face on my refrigerator.
That's right.
It's going to hurt my feelings. I'm going to cry a little bit. Aww. Anyway, if you want to be a $25 a week subscriber, then you're going to hear your name at the beginning of every show. And if you're a $50 a week subscriber, you're going to get a shout out. This week, guess what, Ulysses? I'm doing a shout out for the ASPCA.org. Because you know what? They're rescuing. They're working really hard right now rescuing dogs
yes.
and animals that from
with
the fires.
I saw yeah. that on the news.
Me
Good.
Too.
I love that.
They need your help. So if you can even throw them like $5 or $10 or $20 to the ASPCA, they're you know we all love animals
mm-hmm.
on this show.
Yeah,
and they're you
they
know
need it.
Fighting for these animals' lives mm-hmm. and evacuating them from fires. Thank you, Ulysses. Maria, she is a sex and intimacy therapist, and she can help you with lots of different problems in that arena. Reach out to her at maria@nwsextherapy.com or go to her webpage, nwsextherapy.com, and check out everything she does. Letty Molina is going to be your CBD gal, even bacon flavor for the doggies. So if your dogs are suffering from allergies or arthritis due to old age, give them some CBD. Hemp Works, WORX.com/L Molina. Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast, and she helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. And you can check out her show at shamelessmom.com. And my friend Laura Robbins, who has a podcast called The Only One in the Room, interviewed Sarah Dean and said she was a fabulous interview. So
really?
You can check that out too.
That's nice.
Kate Marengo is our girl who's going to pimp
Talk your
out your home.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
If you get on the phone with her, like Lynette does,
like
every
I
week,
do,
like,
every
treats Kate like a like a designer therapist. Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design. And people who listen to our show have used Kate and rave about her.
Yeah.
I've gotten direct messages from people that love her.
Wow, that's good to hear. Yep. All right, I'm calling her now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it.
Anyway,
right.
That's
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.